Hello and welcome to that Eurovision site. I'm Shiloh, and today I'm here with Bel Tempo, who will be competing alongside Legzina in Supernova 2025. Hi, guys!
Hi.
Hi.
So we'll start out with a fun one. So the site that I'm with is UK based, and so this is sort of like the fun icebreaker question that we like to ask sometimes, especially since you guys are also somewhat based in the UK. Do you guys have a favorite kind of biscuit?
That's an excellent question. I used to live in London for 10 years, more or less. But you know what? I never got around to actually deciding which was my favorite biscuit. So, but I'm a big fan of biscuits. I risk it for the biscuit. So,
I
yeah.
love the Latvian. We have this Christmas biscuit called Piparkūka. It's amazing. Every Christmas, you get that Christmas feeling.
Right, and it's about that time of year, isn't it? I can see the tree in your background, so
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So for any of our viewers who may not know who you are, just like tell us about yourselves and what has your journey as a group been like so far?
You want to go, Andy, or should I go?
You can go.
Okay. Well, Andis and I, we actually met at a songwriting camp, and they put us in the same team. So we had, we were in the songwriting team, and then they put us in a team together where we had to write a song in a matter of hours, and we did really well. Like we did very, very well off the bat. Like the chemistry was there. I was living in London at the time. I was visiting, this was in Latvia, and I was visiting at the time. And after that session, I think we both understood that we should keep working together. And at first, we kind of worked long distance. So I was in London studying songwriting, and Andis was in Riga working at his studio, and then I'd come visit, and we'd work in the studio as much as we could. And yeah, it's been 6 years now. 6 years of working in the studio, performing together, traveling around Europe, working with amazing artists like Legzina, and this is actually our second time working with Eliza. We wrote a song together for our EP a couple of years ago, which was nominated then for the Best Electronic Album and Best Debut Album of the Year 2023. And we also made a short film together for the EP, which was really cool. And I've known Eliza for, I don't know, many, many years. I think even before she really started working in the music industry, she was into slam poetry, and performing and organizing LGBTQ plus friendly slam poetry events. And so we kind of we've been very good friends for a long time, and working with Eliza is always a pleasure, and it's just so easy. She's one of our favorite artists to work with. So I'm really happy that we got to work together again, and that we've got this beautiful song that we wrote, The Water. So it's really cool, friendly, easy. That's pretty much it. Do you want to add something, Andy, or?
No, I think it's you said it,
Okay,
all
cool.
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys have been so you've been collaborating with her for a long time. But what made you guys decide to take this collaboration to Supernova this year?
That was actually her idea to do it in Supernova. We wrote this song a year ago in last December. just sitting in the studio. We showed her some music we had been working on, and she said, "Oh, this one, I like this one." And basically in the same day, she just brought the lyrics and basically all the track. And yeah. And then a couple of months later, she said, "Hey, maybe we should submit this to Supernova and try our luck." Because she had been the previous year, she was as a guest there, I think the previous year. So yeah,
Yeah,
she was a
performing as a
guest.
guest. Yeah.
Yeah, performing as a guest in the TV show, and she decided, hey, let's do it. And we hesitantly agreed.
Yeah, it wasn't easy at first, but then I thought, you know, why not? Because it's a beautiful song. We expected that it would be different than a lot of the other entries, just judging by what the previous years have been like. And we thought if we did take part in Supernova, then, you know, we'd probably be set apart by the mood and the vibe of the song. And we were right. yeah, yeah, really, why not? You know, it's just it's cool
Just
to
as an
challenge.
opportunity to show our music to more people and
Yeah, and to challenge ourselves, and also like performing on TV is way different than performing live with an audience, like a regular gig, which we're very familiar with. So yeah, it's just new horizons.
yeah. So you guys have listened to the other songs?
Yes,
We
yeah,
have.
of course, yeah.
So do you guys have like favorites of the other entries at all, or?
There's actually we have some like do you know there's this Chris Noah guy, he's a friend of ours, and
Yeah, we're
yeah,
biased. We're so biased because
yeah.
we have so many friends taking part this year, and we're rooting for them. We think their songs are amazing, and I mean, you know, Supernova in general this year is so strong. A lot of people have been saying that as well online, and it's just great to be among so many, you know, strong candidates this year. So yeah, the judges did not have an easy job,
Yeah.
because if I'm not mistaken, there were like 190 something entries that they had to go through. But yeah, we're rooting for our friends for sure.
And so, like, is the end goal like to go to Eurovision, or is it just to like show off your music, or both? Like, what would you guys do if you won?
Well, we'd go.
I
Yeah, we'd probably go. I
think
mean,
yeah, it started out just the goal was to show our music to a wider audience. It's we have here in Latvia it's a few opportunities to be on TV and with such a large audience. So yeah, at first we wanted to kind of just show our music to a wider audience, but somehow as it's getting closer, I kind of want to win.
yeah, and we're working on the concept and the stage design, and you know the costumes, and the ideas are great. So yeah, winning wouldn't be the worst thing for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no matter what happens, we're just grateful for the opportunity to show the song to a wider audience. Yeah,
Yeah.
and also amazing, like. It's amazing how many people have reached out from abroad as well. So many people following Supernova from all over Europe and further out, and it's we've been getting a lot of encouraging messages from people, and I think that's pretty cool. And that's not something you get when you simply release a song. You know, this is definitely special.
Yeah. So you talked about like the plan for the live performance a little bit. Is there anything that you can share about that, or is that all a secret right now?
It's a bit secret, but all we can say is we're aiming for a classy show without as our song is not the kind of There's this usual Eurovision thing that people try to do with like changes and big drops and everything. We
Choreography and
kind of went the opposite way, and we just wanted to do it like a classy. There was this one comment on our song that it's like adult contemporary music, so we kind of want to go that way and show it as that at what as what it is.
The song has a very, very strong vibe, and we're gonna try to emphasize that vibe as much as we can with our performance. It's gonna be cool, I think. It's kind of like we get to fulfill a lot of our fantasies that we've had over the years that we want to also incorporate into our performances outside of Supernova. So, yeah, it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah. So back to
See you.
Eurovision for a second.
Yeah, see
Did you
you.
guys grow up watching it at all, or do you have a favorite song or a favorite memory of the contest at all? It's okay if you don't.
Well, I mean, 2004, Latvia won the Eurovision and we joined the EU. It was a big year for our country. But winning the Eurovision was that cherry on the top, you know? And I think, I mean, everyone was just like, it was a very big deal for us. Because we were at the time a very young nation. Andis is a bit older, maybe he remembers it a bit better. I was barely 10 years old, but yeah, it was a big deal. And it's something that, you know, obviously we're not like Ireland, who's won a lot of Eurovisions over the years, but we won that one year, and it's like it's in engraved into our memories, you know.
My favorite song
Otherwise,
is the Olsen Brothers' Fly on the Wings of Love. That's my favorite song,
yeah.
definitely.
That one's kind
Yeah.
of older. I don't get that answer a lot when I ask people. Usually
Really?
they say something from like the last 2 years.
Why? That's such a banger. I love the song. Actually got to work on it like the one this one of our friends performed it yesterday, so I kind of re-listened to it after a time, and yeah, it's still a banger. So good.
Yeah, it is good. You're right.
It is.
Great. So I know you guys are kind of in the middle of your day. So I will start letting you guys go. But before you leave, what would you like to say to anybody who is discovering your music for the first time through Supernova this year?
Well, first of all, thanks for listening. I think the water is one of the more special songs that we've ever recorded, and will release. And I mean, as a project, we're quite eclectic. We have a wide variety of influences for our music, but this one's super special. And I hope our listeners can hear that. And in general, like life outside of Supernova, no matter what happens, we've got a very busy year next year with a lot of new releases and new songs and hopefully some collaborations and music videos and stuff. So we're gonna stay busy and keep people entertained and play shows and travel hopefully. And yeah, no matter what happens, like just thanks for listening to us and supporting us. And thank you for the kind messages and comments. And it all really gives us a lot of drive to push forward and do the best we can with our performance once Supernova comes around. So thank you to everyone.
I also hope that people will get to listen to our older songs and enjoy them and kind of discover them, because it's already a bit happening that there's like some comments on older songs that people, hey, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Supernode. So that's really cool. So I hope that happens more.
And so where can people find you on social media?
Our Instagram handle is beltempo.wav, like the file format that musicians use for music. And we've got a YouTube channel, Beltempo Music, I think. Facebook. People might confuse us with a Yugoslavian disco project that was a thing in the 80s and the 70s, but yeah, we're not a Yugoslavian disco project. So if in case you come across some Yugoslav disco, that's not us. But yeah, just Google us and you'll definitely find us. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time today. I will go ahead and let you go. But best of luck at Supernova, and with the whole rest of your year ahead.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.